Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
Warning. Things are about to get intense.
I mean, Bree and I are talking like that intense moment when the room stops, maybe time stops, when everything might be going around you, but you're looking at that one person dead in the eyes, or a maple donut in our eyes. Usually I'm giving that stare down when I want to ask my husband for his credit card so I can go shopping.
Ooh, that is the intense that I like.
Intense heat, lasting plump. From the hot new Lifter Plump from Maybelline, New York.
Formulated with chili pepper, Lifter Plump delivers a heated sensation for an instant lip plumping effect that lasts.
Available in 8 sizzling shades. Blush, Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Coco Zing, and many more.
And you know me with that red, nothing like a red flag on my sizzling lips.
Oh, we know it, girl. Can you take that heat? Find your shade at Maybelline.com or a retailer near you.
Amazon shoppers get 10% off Lifter Plump purchase with code 10PLUMP for a limited time. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Bellas podcast.
Yes, the Bellas have a lot going on in terms of business right now. So this episode is all about that mogul life.
Oh shoot. Plus my husband, WWE superstar Daniel Bryan is here to host another hilarious edition of everyone's favorite game show, Bella Brains.
All right, here we go.
Happy Wednesday, Bella Army. I'm Bree.
And I'm Nicole, and this is the Bella's Podcast.
You know what, Nicole?
What?
I think it's time to get down to business.
Mom joke, drink.
Yes, that is right. It is time for opening up. Let's pop that bottle.
All right, everyone. So today we're opening up a very delicious bottle of 2017 Family Reserve Chardonnay by Del Dotto Vineyards.
Woo!
I mean, this chard is so yummy, and we are going to be opening up about entrepreneurship.
Ooh, I'm so excited. Can we just say one thing about Del Dotto? It always, and this might be a mom joke, but I always get Del Drunko.
Oh, I knew it. I didn't know if you were going to say it that way or in Spanish. I was waiting for like Del Borracho.
Every time
something.
I go to wine taste at their vineyard, I come out smashed.
Yeah, but it's, if you guys have not been to Del Dotto Vineyards in Napa Valley, it's a must. Their winery is so fun. All the structure that you see there and the interior design, everything's from Italy.
Yes.
Their family's from Venice, but you feel like you're lost in Italy. And they just treat everyone. You have a great time.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
And this family reserve, by the way, that Bree's slurping down. I only got 2 bottles, which I already know I need to order more because they didn't have very many left. So thanks, Bree.
Whatever. I'm just saying, the place is gorgeous. Their wine's delicious, but I always get smashed. So I apologize now if I get smashed during this podcast.
Oh, boy. Well, let's get through that mogul life. I don't need to
All right,
a drunk,
Jay-Z.
Drunk business partner trying to spit advice out.
Yeah, don't listen to Bree right now.
So as you guys know, and for some of you that are new to the podcast, Bree and I run 3 companies, and I think we may be some of the only entrepreneurs in this world that did 3 startups, yep. But we just have a lot of passion for these 3 different industries and we wanted our vision. So Bree and I have a clothing line that's called Birdie Bee. If you want to check it out, it's birdiebee.com. It's athleisure wear. We're in the wine industry, so we have a wine called Bella Radici, and we're about to be creating more. And then we are in the beauty and body industry, and we have a company called Nicole and Breezy. We wanted it to be called Coco and Breezy, but Coco Chanel has... Yeah. Owns a lot in that industry.
I hear they're big time.
Yeah, do you? So those are 3 companies. And Bree and I just kind of want, we have a lot to talk about what's happening in the fall and what we want you all to look out for. But when Bree and I were talking, and we have a lot of people that inspire us, their stories inspire us, but Bree and I thought that on our podcast, we should share our failures, our successes, how did we get there, our vision, our passion, because it could help some of you.
But before we get there, can we just bring up Teen Choice Awards? I mean, not only
how we lost.
Not that we lost, but last week I told you all that I might get left in the dust with Artem and Nicole. And sure enough, I got pushed out of the way.
You did not get pushed out of the way. You're such a liar.
Okay, I kind of did.
Artem totally like stood on the side and let us have our moment to shine.
I know. But you guys did try to push me out of one picture, and I grabbed your foot because okay, I was like, I'm not leaving.
Well, Artem grabbed me and then wanted to dip me, which I wasn't expecting that. And then all of a sudden, someone's grabbing my foot, and yeah. I'm like, what is happening? Then I'm like, are you guys about to throw me on the floor?
I actually would have loved if you fell on the floor.
Of course you
but
would have.
Sadly, Nicole and I didn't win a Teen Choice Award. Sadly, I was a little put in the dust to Artem and Nicole.
You were? Oh, poor you.
No, I did feel like Three's Company. But the best moment for me at Teen Choice, not only was it an amazing award show, Nicole and I were walking up to introduce Blanco Brown, and there was a group of moms, and they go, finally, someone we know. And I'm like, that's right.
Woo!
We look the same age. Yeah. I'm not a teenager. I'm triple their age.
I also had fun, though, introducing Blanco Brown. I really liked what we said on stage, you know, about women and inspiring little girls. And I thought that was really cool.
I
liked that moment. Bree's hair was like blowing the wind like Beyonce. She was feeling herself with that ocean breeze.
Yeah, I was feeling myself.
But can we just say how amazing it was to meet Alex Morgan? So as you guys all know, Bree and I followed the Women's World Cup tournament. And I think everyone should know, if you don't know, the USA women won.
Yes.
And they also made an amazing stand this past season about equal pay. And it was just an historic win all the way around for the women. And so it was so incredible to meet Alex Morgan. And then it was really cool to see her
introduce Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift was winning an Icon Award. And I didn't realize they're good friends, but it gives me chills. What they both represent for women is incredible.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
And the words they shared at Teen Choice, I thought was really, really amazing too.
And it was really cute to see him backstage, like friends. I was like, hello, over here, we'd be all good friends.
Brie wanted to give Taylor Swift the biggest hug ever.
Yeah, but I didn't get my hug. But that's okay. Instead, we were on search for a skinny margarita, which we finally found.
And we didn't like. I feel so bad. But if you're ever in Beverly Hills and you're craving an amazing spicy skinny margarita, go to Spago. We went straight there. I was like, Brie, you have to try this. And we downed them pretty fast.
Yeah, that was after.
That was after Teen Choice.
Pizza and skinny margs.
Pizza and skinny margs.
Sounds like a great life.
Well, you know, it does sound like a great life. And I think we should start talking about that entrepreneur life.
You guys, I know I say this a lot, but just when I thought wrestling was the only thing chaotic in my life, and when I retired, I thought, you know what? Life's going to be a lot simpler. We started three startup companies, all years apart. We weren't that crazy. But now Nicole and I are boss ladies.
Yes, we are boss ladies. And I'm trying to make my way to be a Dr. Dre, if you know what I mean.
Yes, and we're actually very excited.
Oh, you do know what I mean.
I know Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he was my time.
Our time. We're twins. But I don't think sometimes people realize like what a mogul Dr. Dre has become. You know, I have some people that people I think would be surprised of who I truly look up to as far as how they started an industry and how they grew outside of that industry and became these amazing entrepreneurs and moguls. Dr. Dre, Jay-Z, Dwayne Johnson, the list goes on of those kind of people that have inspired me. I think because you and I came from an industry that we had passion about inside that ring. But yeah, these are like, you know, people that really inspire me to continue to grow outside of the ring.
I agree. I think it is very impressive to see these huge industries they built, because if you talk about Jay-Z, right? He started as a rapper. And then now, like, you look at him and he's a billionaire. He has his hands in everything, but you can just tell how intelligent he is. Like, business is actually his talent, which to me is just so impressive. But Nicole and I have tried to take that with us. I think sometimes when you looked at us as like WWE superstars, you think all you can do is that. But Nicole and I actually have always had a business mind. Even when we were creating our characters with WWE, we always had business in our brain, like thinking, okay, branding, what do we do outside with this? What do we do here and there? You know?
Well, it's a key word you said, Brie, is branding. Even when we are creating characters and just like Jay-Z or Dr. Dre, when they were these rapper personas, they were still creating a brand. And I think that's what's so smart and what everyone has to think of, and no matter what industry you do, is creating that brand, knowing your audience, and then growing into other audiences. And it was like, we knew the brand that we wanted, and it was this Bella Army. But I think too, what helps people grow is having that purpose, not being afraid to fail, knowing that failures get to be successes, and also hard work. I think sometimes people look at people and they wonder how they got there, or they live this glamorous life, or it was easy. And majority of those people who have made it, they sleep less than you, they work harder than you, and they put in so many hours to get where they got to, and they missed out on a lot of fun things.
Yep, that's us. We've missed out on a lot of fun things, but we've also get to do a lot of fun things. But Nicole and I are super excited because our company, Birdie Bee, which has been our longest running company that we have, we've had a lot of ups and downs. Oh my gosh. We have wanted to close the door many times, and then we have some insane days and weeks. But we are actually happy to announce that September, we haven't come up with the exact dates, between the 6th to the 10th, we are launching our fitness line.
Finally, activewear.
Yes, you guys, the materials, the cuts, the prints, you guys are all going to fall in love.
Yeah, and we literally have had them redo the pattern a few times because I don't know, you know, if some of you out there like this, but how my body is shaped, sometimes it's so tight on my thighs and then it could be baggy in the vagina area. And I just hate how that looks, or I hate when I'm constantly pulling them up. So we've worked really hard on the pattern and the cut for you guys. But like Bree said, the materials, the fabrics, the designs are so beautiful, amazing, complimentary, high-waisted. We're really excited for you to see this line drop.
Yeah, and we're also speaking at New York Fashion Week. So we're speaking at an event called Fashion Innovation. And if you go to our Instagrams, you'll see that we've posted it. You can actually buy tickets to come hear Nicole and I speak.
Yeah.
And we are going to kind of speak on, you know, how Birdie Bee gives back, the creativity behind it,
and
what it, right, and what it stands for, and why Nicole and I really wanted to start it, and just the passion behind. So it's an honor, I don't know, all you ladies out there, to be like, I'm speaking at New York Fashion Week is pretty insane. So we're super excited. And
very excited.
Yeah, and we're also excited because it happens to be during the same week that we'll be launching our fitness line.
Yes, and as well as we're going to be having a Nicole and Breezy influencer event. And Nicole and Breezy is our beauty and body line, and there's still so much we want to do with it. We're really excited because Nicole and Breezy is going to be going into Sally Beauty Supply, as well as some of the Regis locations across the U.S. But what I love about Nicole and Breezy is we have this amazing product, but Bree and I are constantly trying to figure out, like, how can we change our packaging? How can we make it more eco-friendly?
And we don't test on animals because, you know, I would not allow that.
We would not allow that.
Of course, we wouldn't. But the one thing is Nicole and I are just super excited because so far Nicole and Breezy has been doing so well. We haven't had any downs yet. We will be waiting for them because it always happens in business. But I think because of Birdie Bee and ups and downs we've been through, we kind of know how to deal with that. We know how to take the down and be like, okay, how do we make it better? And it might take us a couple days.
Yes.
But we always push through and we always come out on top.
Yes. And make sure to check out our IGs to check out our influencer event that we'll be doing during New York Fashion Week. But we also have more exciting news. This fall, we're going to be launching a rosé, and we're very excited because it's going to have a new name and a new label. Bree, myself, and Ryan Hill have been working on it, and we're very excited. We're also going to be announcing way in the future about a French wine, but you guys are going to have to check out our rosé, and we might have it to where you're going to have to come to the Hill Family Tasting Room to pick it up, so we'll send you more details, but honestly, the name and the label, you guys are going to love it. I just know it. And we're really excited about it. And I have to say, the wine industry, we've already been through a journey. You know, right now we have Bella Radici and Total Wine. And, you know, there's stuff behind the scenes of Bella Radici that we've unfortunately had to deal with. And we're working through that. business, as you all know, is constantly a learning lesson, and you just have to really be careful of who you have as your partners, your investors, even if it's family members that you do business with. When you're creating a business, you really have to look at those people and be like, do they share my core values?
Right.
Do we have the same passion, and do we have the same work ethic?
And get a really good lawyer. Do everything legally on paper. But also remember too that for Nicole and I, we, our passions, we took what we love to do and what we always feel is enjoyable, and we made them businesses. But we also know that we don't work Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. We work 7 days a week from early in the morning to late at night. So if you want to be a boss, just know there's no weekends.
Yes. And, you know, I want to take it back to Dr. Dre for a second. Okay. My trainer, who's Greg from Heart and Hustle, he's honestly like, I feel like my mentor, my business advisor. Like, he gives me, our hour of training, we talk a lot about business and life and relationships, and he just helps me with a lot of stuff. But he told me, and I haven't checked it out yet, because I was venting to him that sometimes when you're growing this brand, you don't see everything that you're trying to get to. And sometimes it's like, why is it taking so long? Or I feel like I'm being used or taken advantage of instead of capitalizing on this. And Brie, you know, we constantly talk about that. And he told me on Netflix, there's a show called The Defiant Ones, and Dr. Dre is a part of it. And he just said how Dr. Dre thinks and does business, how he's grown his brand, the mogul he's become. He just says, you need to watch it. It is so amazing and inspiring, and you'll learn from it. So I'm definitely going to be checking out The Defiant Ones because I want to follow Dr. Dre's path. I feel like I'm in this rut, and I just need to know how to get out of it.
That's right. And just a quick reminder that we are going to launch a new segment called Dear Bella.
Yes, in this segment, we're offering Bella-style advice to our listeners.
Yes, so call into 833-Q-Bellas, get it? Question Bellas, to ask us questions about everything from relationships to business life to mom life, or whatever else you want advice on.
Mm-hmm. And we cannot wait to hear your questions.
But guess what, you guys? Instead of asking questions, it's time for Matchup of the Week.
But first, a quick break.
Welcome to a special segment brought to you by Xfinity. Nikki and I juggle a lot of different roles, being moms, wives, sisters, TV personalities, podcast hosts, partners in wine, so that means our days are very chaotic. I love being a mom first, but I have to say, I've never wanted to really sacrifice my career, and that's why we partnered up with Xfinity. Get a powerful connection that works throughout your home with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi. Whether I'm on a video call for work, I don't have to worry about them dropping, or if I'm watching cooking videos to make something fun for the kids, and I feel like I've been able to be this hands-on mom. Work from home, I feel like I can just balance everything, as long as I have some reliable internet. Today, I was able to make my kids some breakfast, but before I took them to school, I had to jump on a video call. Head to my office, boom, I sit on the desk, and next thing you know, I'm in a meeting with people in England, and I'm going over a presentation with people in New York. The one thing I have to say that Xfinity has given me is peace of mind. I feel like Xfinity has literally made my household run very nicely, very calmly, and I am so blessed for them. That wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity has allowed me to do so much of my day. Reliable internet isn't just a luxury for us, it's a must. With wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you worry less about dead spots because, let's be honest, they're the worst. Huge thank you to Xfinity for supporting the show. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With reliable coverage on all your devices, home just got even sweeter with Xfinity. Learn more at Xfinity.com.
1 in 8. That's how many people have worked at a McDonald's. Who serve millions the best Big Mac and best birthday party they've ever had. Who haven't just seen kids graduate from a Happy Meal, but have gotten help graduating themselves. Because they know the skills learned here.
Bienvenidos. Welcome to English Under the Arches.
Can help you grow from here or keep growing here.
Hi, welcome to
1 in 8, start at McDonald's. And where you start stays with you.
Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more.
Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Wow, that is so cool. I feel like there's so many times I drive around and I always look and I'm like, oh my gosh, if that was just a park for kids to be at. One thing I find as a mom that is so healthy for my children mentally and physically is places for them to run around that feel safe, that have community. I also feel like it's a great place for kids to be social. So I find it absolutely incredible that Macy's is going the extra yard to really help the emotional and physical well-being of children.
Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. All right, everyone, if you are new to the podcast, each week Bree and I pick a topic to debate, and then we leave it up to you, our listeners, to vote on Instagram who won the debate.
That's right. So Nicole and I know that school is starting and everyone is going back, but we've also seen some interesting articles on companies trying to get their employees to wear uniforms. So we thought it would be good to debate uniforms versus no uniforms.
That is right. And I do have to say there have been some very interesting articles. I mean, who would have thought that Steve Jobs actually tried to get all his employees to wear uniforms? But
do you think all the uniforms are black?
With turtlenecks?
Yeah.
Hey,
that was his go-to, right?
He has a very good point why he did that. But we're going to get to that in a second, Brie. If you are new to the podcast, the rules of the debate are we each have 30 seconds to make an opening statement for our side of the issue, and then Brie and I have 2 minutes for final arguments free for all.
That's right. So, Nicole, are you for uniforms? Are you against them?
I'm not going to lie. This is a very tough decision for me. I go both ways, so ooh. I'm going to be curious how you debate. But today, I'm going to take the side of no uniforms.
Wow.
Because you wanted uniforms.
Well, so this is the thing. I'm very torn like you, but I think I have a strong passion inside me for uniforms.
Oh, well, that means you're going to go first. So,
okay.
So let me set the clock. Let's hear this strong passion. Ready?
Yes.
Go.
Okay, I'm speaking about both adults and kids with uniforms, so at companies and at schools. The one thing I love about uniforms, they show zero status. It doesn't show if you're rich or poor. Everyone looks equal. I also feel like, too, you don't have to think about what you want to wear. Barack Obama always wore the same thing, so he didn't have to think about what he was going to wear. He wanted to think about the country. Kids should think about school. Employees should think about work. Let's not think about our outfits. Sometimes we put too much concentration, too much thought on what we're going to wear. Let's do that for the weekend. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I do know what you mean. That was very good, Brie.
All right, Nicole, we're resetting the clock. You have 30 seconds to tell us why you believe there should be no uniforms. Ready, set, go.
Okay, so this is why I believe there should be no uniforms. There is a foundation of this country of freedom of speech and the freedom to be who you are. And I feel like if we put people in uniforms, especially against their will, we're taking away that freedom. We're taking away that ability for people to express who they are. I think especially with the youth, as they're growing, it's very important that we let them be expressive in those ways. And I think there's ways to have them be expressive that isn't vulgar.
Time's up. Time's up.
What?
Time's up.
Oh my gosh, that 30 seconds went way too quick.
I know. You spoke really slow. I spoke really fast.
Oh my gosh. So. I feel like...
Well, here we go.
I need to go again.
No, we have 2 minutes kind of... do our free fall. I'll let you start though.
Okay.
Here we go. 2 minutes.
Okay. So I think it's very important just for growing and people becoming adults that we let them be expressive. And also as adults, there's something about when I put my outfit together in the morning, how it makes me already feel like I'm being creative.
But right there, you're already putting so much thought into an outfit instead of like the important stuff, which is schoolwork, which is business.
I understand that.
I also feel like I remember a time when these girls made fun of my outfit. I probably was in third or fourth grade. They made fun of me. And I remember waking up the morning loving the outfit. I will never forget them making fun of me. I remember I started crying. I went and told mom, I don't know, whatever. But we do get bullied or we get judged by the clothes we wear.
And but I think it should eliminates we hide that. Behind a uniform to be safe?
You have the whole.
Or do we teach our youth and even adults of like, no, make fun of my outfit, but this is who I am and this is who I'm proud to be. But maybe it's an opportunity
I feel like
to make people have confidence.
Or after school, wear whatever you want on weekends. That's your time to be who you are. When you go to school, it's to learn. It isn't to sit there and show everyone what your outfit is.
Yeah,
when
but,
you go work
but you
for
also
a company,
have to make it fun too. And you know, I know they say like keep the focus on what you're going to have to do, but don't you think that when you start to create an outfit in the morning and put it together, it starts to make your brain work?
I don't know. Read a book. Maybe it'll get your brain to work.
Are you going to really read a book in the morning? Come on. Do you
I
even
might.
Read a book ever?
Meditation gets your brain going. Should we meditate or should we put an outfit together?
Okay, but I just feel like it's a part of our personality and who we are. And I think we always, at least in this country, need to leave the choice. I don't think we have to start putting people in uniforms and forcing them. We need to keep that choice for people.
But I think of private schools, right? I feel like private schools have been wearing uniforms for years and forever.
I get it.
All my friends went to private school. They still had great personalities. They still showed who they were. No one blended. But they all actually were really smart. And they all went to really good schools. And they've done really well for themselves. Maybe it's because they didn't have to think about their outfits.
Well, let me tell you, Brie. First of all, I agree with some of the things you have to say. I'm very torn on the subject, but I do kind of like what I was going with about, you know, we need to have that freedom of choice.
Okay. I like how you threw that in after the buzzer. That's all right, you guys. She's a big, big cheater. But we are going to post a poll on our IG stories for you to vote, and we will reveal the winner in next week's episode.
Yes. And please make sure to head to RG's and vote, because I'm very curious. Which side? It's very tough. I want to know what you all think. And make sure to head to our Twitter and hashtag Bella's Podcast and give us your thoughts and opinions about it. Why you think yes uniforms or no uniforms.
That's right. And Nicole said that getting into an outfit helps her brain start working. Well, let's see how strong your brain is, because up next, Brian returns for Bella Brains. As always, Bella Brains is hosted by my husband, WWE superstar Daniel Bryan.
Thank you, Brie. Always glad to be back for another edition of Bella Brains, the hilarious weekly game show hosted by yours truly, where one twin leaves the room while I ask the other some questions, and we keep score to see who has the stronger Bella Brain.
That is right, and we're keeping track of who wins each week, and the first one to five wins gets a bottle of Dom paid for by the loser. And the current score is 3-3.
That's right. It's a tie.
Not after today.
All right. Who's going to break this tie? Let's find out. It's time for
Bella Brains, Bella Brains, Bella Brains. Bella Brains.
All right. Who's leaving the room first?
I will.
Oh, Nicole volunteered.
Oh, wow.
That means she's confident, Brian.
I'm confident and I want to finish my coffee with my man and see what he's up to. Drink.
Right.
Okay, Brie, are you ready?
I'm always ready for Bella Brains, Brian.
Did she leave?
She just left. I just heard the door shut.
Well, for this week's Bella Brains, I'm going to ask you questions about the atomic bomb. Dun, dun,
what?
Dun.
Oh, gosh.
Nuclear weapons is a huge deal in our world today. You should know a little bit about the history of it.
Well, yeah, I know, but I just don't know the history of it. So I'm really now screwed.
I mean, are you? I mean, these are very generalized history questions.
Okay, well, let's hear them.
Okay. First question. What was the first city to be hit by an atomic bomb?
Hawaii?
No. Hawaii is also a state and not a city?
Oh, well, I forgot this place. You know, that movie.
You're thinking about Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, Pearl Harbor.
No, there was not an atomic bomb dropped on Pearl Harbor.
Okay. Japan.
So Japan is a country. And yes, the city was in Japan.
Okay, so let me think of the city. Tokyo?
No.
And now I'm screwed. Oh my gosh, I visited these other cities. I took the bullet train to Darn it.
I mean, if you're just going to start naming Japanese cities, I'm pretty sure you're screwed.
Okay. But it's in Japan.
It is in Japan. So if all else fails and you and Nicole both get tied at 0-0, then you will win because you said Japan.
Okay. Okay, what's the city?
Hiroshima. Or Hiroshima. Duh. Depending Hiroshima. On how your pronunciation goes.
Hiroshima sounds correct.
It is correct, yeah. Yeah, it's right. That's the right answer.
Okay, what's the next question?
All right. In which state was the first atomic bomb tested?
I'm going to say, I don't know if this is going to be right. California.
No.
Nevada.
No.
Okay, I'm trying to think of like desert, you know? Arizona?
Mm-hmm. No. You're correct in thinking desert.
Yeah, right? Well, where else is the desert? Colorado?
No.
Texas?
No.
Oh my gosh. Is it the East Coast?
It is not the East Coast.
Is it the South?
I mean, it's in the southern part of the United States. When we think of the South, we typically think of like Southeast, and it's not Southeast.
Florida.
I said it's not Southeast.
Oh. Alabama.
Oh my gosh. You have no concept of geography, do you?
It's the South. Or is that Southeast?
I know. I said it's not the South how you think of the South. It's not Southeast, but it is in the southern part of the United States.
Well, I mean, that's confusing. Oklahoma?
No.
Okay, I give up.
Okay, New Mexico.
Oh my gosh, I totally forgot about New Mexico. Okay, what's the last question? This sucks.
Final question. Which U.S. president decided to drop the atomic bomb?
Ronald Reagan?
No. Oh. No, it was not Ronald Reagan.
It was it was before him then. Well, I'm trying to think when atomic bomb was like dropped. I'm feeling the 60s. And Truman?
Ding, 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 ding.
So I got one.
You got one. One out of three. It's actually fascinating because you said 60s. And Harry Truman was not a president in the 60s.
Whatever. It all blends to me. Okay, let me get Nicole.
All right.
Nicole!
We'll be right back with Nicole, but first, a quick break.
Texas Pete is a sauce that allows you to sauce like you mean it. It's generosity in its simplest form, and it's a swagger people have who know what's good. That's right. Each Texas Pete sauce is packed with bold, balanced flavor. The signature tanginess is what makes it a legendary hot sauce that can be used on just about anything. It has been at the center of dinner tables since 1929 and is still heating things up today. Oh yeah, and you know, you're definitely going to want to try every flavor. The original hot sauce has a famous secret blend of fermented peppers. The hotter hot sauce is 3 times hotter than the original and not for the faint of heart. Sabor by Texas Pete adds authentic Mexican flavor. Yum. And their dust dry seasoning matches the flavor of the original hot sauce in a flavorful dry rub. It's just making my mouth water thinking about it. I mean, I'm always reaching for the Texas Pete. I think we put it on our breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
We really do.
We actually even sneak hot sauce in our purses. So if restaurants don't have hot sauce, we put it on.
Texas Pete goes with me everywhere I go.
Texas Pete, sauce like you mean it.
Visit TexasPete.com and use the store locator to find Texas Pete products as well as purchase sauces and get recipe inspiration.
And use the promo code PODCAST24 for 20% off at TexasPete.com.
When it comes to decorating my home, I like coziness. I like the boho feel. I want it to be light and airy. Pretty much when you walk into my door, I want you to feel that you are truly at home and you have that warm and fuzzy feeling. So, do you want to know something we've all got in common? Here it is. We all want our home to be our happy place, somewhere where we actually look forward to coming home to. Why not make your home your happy place with Wayfair and become a happy new resident of the Wayborhood? Wayfair welcomes all home decorating styles, so they make it easy to find the perfect product for your home, no matter your taste. Plus, the Wayborhood exists in every single zip code because Wayfair helps everyone create a home they love, no matter where they live. Wayfair is the go-to destination for everything home. And with plenty of styles to choose from, Wayfair also makes it easy with fast and free shipping. They'll even help you set up what you get. I have to tell you, one thing I love about Wayfair is their rugs. And this spring, I am getting some new rugs. What I love about Wayfair is that you can literally search the color of rug you'd like, the size, the shape. They even have a diagram of how it would look in your house. Wayfair makes the shopping experience so easy, so quick. A couple little clicks, and before you know it, you have a brand new rug that is on your way to your house. Plus, shipping is pretty incredible. I don't have to wait months for a rug. When I want it, it comes pretty quickly. I love that. Thank you, Wayfair, for making it easy and affordable. So to find your own happy place in the Wayborhood, just visit Wayfair on their website or go through the Wayfair mobile app. Wayfair, every style, every home. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals.
Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options and more than 60 add-ons every week.
I mean, what are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
Factor's ready-to-eat meals are on the table in 2 minutes.
And eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simple heat and savor the good stuff.
Customize your weekly meals with as much as or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Factor is your solution for fast, premium meals without the need for cooking.
They're celebrating Earth Day all month long, which I love. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals.
Okay, so I keep Factor meals in my fridge. It literally is, just like they say, you put it in there for 2 minutes and it's having a home-cooked meal. Plus, they have all the nutrients on it, the calories. It's been amazing. Mom was over. I was giving mom Factor meals. She was obsessed with it.
The one thing I have definitely noticed is that when I want to be really, really healthy, I think, oh, just eat super little. But no, Factor meals shows you, you can eat a good size meal with all the nutrients and still be healthy.
And it's for every type of person. It fits every type of diet.
Yes. So head to factormeals.com/twins50 and use code twins50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month.
That's code twins50 at factormeals.com/twin50. 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
All right, welcome back. Nicole, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, for this week's Bella Brains, I'm going to ask you questions about the atomic bomb.
Oh, boy.
Bree had the same reaction. You know, I really thought that these questions were easy, but it turns out...
The oh, boy's like, oh, great. I know I should know a lot of stuff, and I have a feeling I'm going to forget.
All right. First question. What was the first city to be hit by an atomic bomb?
I feel like it was somewhere in Asia. Not Vietnam. Hiroshima.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Question number two. In which state was the first atomic bomb tested?
They test an atomic bomb?
Yeah, they tested an atomic bomb in the United States.
So I would think that it would have to be somewhere with space, not trees. I would think the desert, California.
Nope.
That was my first answer.
Texas.
Nope. But your mode of thinking is correct.
Oh, good. New Mexico?
Ding, 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 ding.
Yes!
What? I just forgot New Mexico in general.
Really? I didn't.
Yes. All right. Final question. Which U.S. president decided to drop the atomic bomb?
Oh, man. This first guess I think is wrong, but Nixon?
Oh, my gosh. No.
Roosevelt?
Nope. That's closer.
Hoover?
No. No, it wasn't.
Carter?
No.
Shoot. I could, like, visualize the speech.
Oh, really? What do you say?
I don't remember exactly. I could just remember the look of him.
What did he look like?
He wore a suit. He was older. Okay, wait. Hold on. Oh, my gosh. I'm blinking. I'm blinking on presidents. Oh, Reagan.
No.
I got this right, by the way.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised you even knew that many.
You're so funny. I got it with the second guess.
Did you really?
Reagan was my first guess, and then I guessed the second one. But I feel like she gets one more chance, and then that's it.
Can I have a hint? We usually get hints.
The president.
But maybe I want more than that.
I'll give you a hint. It was the president after Roosevelt.
Dang it. I'm like blinking big time.
Okay. The answer is Harry Truman.
Oh my gosh. Truman. Did Truman have little glasses, right?
I don't know if he had little glasses.
Like the Monopoly Man?
I think you're just thinking of the Monopoly Man.
No, I'm not. Anyways. Is it tied? Or did I win?
Nicole, won. You won. Woo! You got 2 out of 3. Damn. Brianna got 1 out of 3. So now you are up by a score of 4-3.
Yes, I won.
It's so sad, which means next week on Bella Brains, I have to win.
You have to win. And by the way, if you lose, you're getting me a bottle of Dom. No fakey.
Okay, I'm not going to get you.
I mean it.
Fakie.
I'm going to be so mad if you give me some clearance BS.
Okay, but hey, you might not win.
You're right, but I'm just saying if I do win, that's what's going on.
Okay.
All right. That brings the current score to 4-3 with Nicole in the lead. I'll be back next week for another edition of
Bella Brains, Bella Brains, Bella Brains. Bella Brains.
Thank you, Brian, for hosting another Bella Brains. I'm feeling a lot smarter.
Are you? Because you lost.
Whatever.
I know. I am. But anyways, now it's time for Bella Army Q&A.
As always, tweet at Bella Twins with the hashtag Bella's Podcast, and we might pick your question to answer on the show.
This week, we're answering a tweet from MartinezLiz18. She writes, this one's for Nikki. Thank you. How do I get over a breakup? It's hard because we have a daughter together. Hashtag Bella's Podcast.
Wow, great question. And we also have a related question from at @JessieMarie_. Jessie writes, at Bella Twins, okay, Nikki, I know you're limited in a lot of aspects of answering this, but what made you wake up one day after spending so much time with Cena and deciding to walk away still in love with him? My confusion from the show. Hashtag Bella's Podcast.
Ooh.
Ooh, I have goosebumps everywhere.
I do too. Thank you for that surprise, Brie.
Sorry. Like I see people tweet this kind of stuff all the time.
I agree. I agree with you. So I think it is good that we're talking about it. It's funny because it's kind of like a killer rumor segment too, I feel like.
Yeah.
It's like all of it in one.
It's almost like opening up and killing a rumor, like made love, had a baby. And
then Bella Army Q&A happened.
And there you go.
Awesome. Well, first to answer Liz's question about, you know, how do you get over a breakup and it's hard that you have a daughter together. So that's definitely obviously something that I can't understand because I'm lucky that when I went through my breakup, I didn't have kids. But as far as, you know, how you get over a breakup, you really have to do the work on yourself. You really, truly have to love yourself and every day dedicate something to you that is making you better. You also have to let yourself cry. That's one thing my life coach helped me a lot with because I still, you guys, get days that I cry about my breakup, but we were together a long time. We had an amazing relationship and an amazing bond and a lot of love for each other. And we'll get to that because I get where there's confusion. But Every day when I need to cry, I let myself cry because crying is healing. And so when those tears come, I don't try to hold them in. I find a quiet place and I cry. Also on top of it, I meditate. And meditation has been life-saving for me since my breakup because moments that I let people's words or opinions affect me, I meditate. Moments when I'm really down or I'm questioning my decision, I meditate. And it's crazy how clear your head feels and how clear your decision feels.
Yeah.
On top of that, I've been reading a lot of books and self-help books, and I've been listening to podcasts or just different things from Oprah, Deepak, Eckhart, right. Like people that truly help me find me, help me love me. And honestly, if you do work on yourself every day, it's crazy how you can get through your breakup.
And don't you feel
and
too?
And get in a better place.
Right. And don't you feel too, it helps to remind yourself constantly why you left. Like you obviously break up because there's unhappiness, because you feel like the relationship is no longer what it used to be. And I think sometimes when you break up with someone, I know when I broke up with my ex, I sometimes would think always about the good things and really miss him. But it took me, I'd be like, no, Brie, why'd you guys break up?
It's romanticizing. And we romanticize as human beings a lot. Mm-hmm. I still do it all the time. Yeah. And you're right. We do hold on to the good, which isn't a bad thing because
it's
you have
bad.
To remember you loved that person at one point. You have amazing memories. And those are memories, and you don't have to let go of them, but also remember what made you make that decision.
Yeah.
And I don't have a daughter, and like even when you broke up, Brie, you didn't have a kid, but my advice, just looking in, would be think how blessed you are to have met that man, have this incredible daughter, and work not only hard on yourself, but how can she still have an amazing relationship with her father,
right,
with you, and how can you both grow as friends, raise this child? She's a gift. And continue to think of that as a gift.
Yeah, because your guys' relationship as parents didn't break up. So that continues. And as you guys co-parent, you know, make sure to make that a strong, beautiful relationship for your daughter.
Yeah, I agree. So. And now with Jesse's question.
Ooh. Jesse bringing the tea.
Major tea. But you know what, Jesse? I totally understand your question. I do understand with everyone how it does seem confusing. And of course, there's a lot of things I can't talk about. And when I say that, I don't mean bad, negative things. It's just because I signed an NDA and John wants to keep things private, which is amazing. I respect him so much for that. The one thing that I can tell you from my point of view and my emotions and my perspective, you know, I just towards the end started to become a miserable person. I was very, very unhappy. And I would ask myself questions every day. Why am I feeling this way? I have not only this beautiful, successful man, but who has a heart of gold, who's an amazing person. I live in these gorgeous homes. I have these gorgeous things. And I would understand that when you would look at my life, it was like, how was this girl becoming so unhappy? And honestly, it's still questions I ask myself today. Like I am still trying to get over my breakup. And I do the work constantly, but it's crazy how long it's taken. It's crazy. As you could tell, even when I talk, I still have that confusing. My questions still sound, I feel like, unsure, confusing. But the one thing I do know is that I do feel really happy. And I think for John and I, it was just the timing was off. I think what I realized is I was someone, there's this, I don't even want to say it's a needy side of me. I think it's a very normal side that when I spend the rest of my life with someone in marriage, I want to be with them every night. Right. I want to spend holidays with them. I want to grow with them. I want to know that they really do want to be a parent. And it was crazy because the closer I was getting to my wedding, those things were off. And it wasn't John's fault. John, from day one, was so honest with me.
Yeah.
And he was very busy in his career. But see, for a while of our relationship, John and I traveled together. That started to stop. So I wasn't seeing my fiance all the time. And then I think deep down, John, you know, I truly feel he really did want to have a kid with me. And then I think though apart, your mind starts to play tricks on you. And I'm like, is he just doing it for me? Does he want to be a dad? And I started to question that. And so when I was getting closer to the wedding and he couldn't make Easter and I hosted Easter by myself and, you know, we were newly engaged and we didn't spend Christmas together either. those were things I just started to think of like, this would be the rest of my life as of now. And I failed as a communicator because instead of going to John and saying like, these things are bothering me, or do you think these things are going to change? Instead, I just became more and more unhappy. And then I made a decision to leave without even giving him a try or saying, look, I don't like these things. This is the kind of wife and husband I want to be. And if you can't give me that, then I want to walk. Instead, I just left.
Well, and I think too, just being like someone who's close to you guys and just watching, I really felt like you guys were a great couple. You guys just lived life differently. Like
Right. He's
extremely private. You're not at all, which is fine. And we live our lives that way. And
Right. That's
what we like to do. That's hard to be in a relationship when someone's extremely private and the other person isn't. And you are a family person. You and I are the types, like every holiday we have to be with family. Like we sacrifice a lot of things for our careers, but at the same time, we'll sacrifice stuff for our family too. And that's hard in a relationship. Even though you're a good couple, doesn't mean like you'll make it.
I agree. I feel like you have many soulmates. And I know some people are probably right now eye rolling, but what I believe and what I've experienced is that I can have a few soulmates. I do feel like John is a soulmate of mine. We have
one, right?
You're one. I do feel like Artem is one. I really feel a soulmate connection with him. And with John, and we both have said this, I have unconditional love for him. Like my love for him, it goes beyond being a boyfriend, a fiance, all those different things. Like he truly feels like family. Like I'll never stop loving him, rooting him on, supporting him, protecting him, because I just have that unconditional love for him. And you're exactly right. We are such a great couple, but our lives didn't work. And that's what I think sometimes people, when they get into marriage, they don't realize that marriage is beyond just loving someone. You are joining a life together.
It's a partnership.
It's a partnership. It's so many things that those are things, unfortunately, you have to look at. And I look at my marriage just being different than what John and I were going to have. There's just something to waking up to someone every morning and being excited for holidays, living by family. You know, living in Lando Lakes was really hard on me. I was really, really lonely. As you know, I love living by you and Birdie. I mean, I literally bought the house next door, or I'm building a house next door to you, because I just feel like life is so short. Why not be surrounded by every single person you love?
100% agree.
So I hope, Jesse, that helps with your confusion. Those are some of the reasons why I walked, and I still have my tough days, but overall in my heart, I feel like I made the right decision. And I think you could see that I just look different from a year ago. You could see the happiness on me, and I glow and I feel really good and happy. And even though I may not have some of the things that I did have, it's crazy how things come to you in different ways, and that I truly feel like the wealthiest person in the world, because happiness and family and love and people that come into your life make you feel so full and golden. And so I hope that helps.
Well, you guys, those were some really good questions,
Mary,
and some good advice, Nicole. But that is it for this week's Bella Army Q&A. Thank you, Bella Army, for tuning in to today's podcast.
Yes, I hope that we helped you all be Bella bosses and entrepreneurs, and of course that you learned from our mistakes and failures. And also, I'm just really happy that I brought you all into my heart a little bit more.
That's right. So vote for the winner of this week's Matchup of the Week on Instagram.
And tweet us your questions for Bella Army Q&A with the hashtag Bella's Podcast.
Show us love by rating the show, leaving a review, and hitting subscribe.
And special thanks to my brother-in-law, Daniel Bryan, for being an amazing Bella Brains host.
Until next week,
remember to stay fearless.
And you always go Brie mode if you drink along with us.
See you next Wednesday.
And as Birdie likes to say,
bye-bye.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.